Or if you saw a friend leaving a party by himself, you might say, Can I
go home with you? Can I see you home?
Suppose you've got
to pack it home. Can I pack it home?
Now, if you're gonna do this to a door, you're gonna
push.
If you're gonna do this, you're
gonna pull.
If you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you might pick up the big sack of groceries and to take it home. You say, I took that big sack and I
put it on the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Suppose that, it was really heavy. You might say, I carried it.
I carried it home.
If it was real hard to carry, you might say, towed it or lugged it.
You say towed it.
Well, anything like that, yeah.
It's some book you use. I don't use towed it.
If it's real hard to carry, you might say,
I just carried it home.
If a child is reaching toward a piece of fine glass, if you don't want him to have that glass, you tell him, no.
No. You cut.
Uh-huh.
Cut it.
If the stove is very hot, you say, don't go near, that stove is very hot, so.
Darn it.
Mm-hmm. But you're telling a kid not to do something to it. You say, that stove is very hot, so.
Darn it.
Mm-hmm. But you'd say, don't.
Don't cut.
If you needed a hammer and you want somebody to get it for you, you'd say, go
get me the hammer.
If in a tag game you have to run and get back to your, say the kids are playing tag, you have to get back to your, if you're playing tag maybe when you're a kid or playing tag or something when you're a kid.
Bait. We get that to
bait. Mm-hmm. And what about the thing that stands at the end of a football field? That would be the
goal.
Now, if you throw a ball, you ask somebody to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. And you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Mm-hmm. And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught it.
Okay, if you're talking to somebody, you'd say, well, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll... If you don't meet somebody in town, you say to them, I'll get there first. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait.
I'll wait. We'll wait for him. You say,
I'll wait for you.
Mm-hmm. If a child wants to get out of a spanking, or maybe a student who thought he... All right, if a child wanted to get out of a spanking, he might say, oh, just give me another. Just give me one more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's got a smile on his face and just a happy word for everybody, you'd say, he seems to be in a good...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you say anything else? A good... Maybe...
Good humor.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a salesman that's bothering you, you don't want him here anymore. Say to somebody, well, just a second, wait till I... If you're not talking to him, you say, you're going to your wife, say, wait a second, wait till I... Well, you don't want him. You say, wait till I
get food.
Well, not to him. If you're saying, say he's here, say it's me, and you don't want me here anymore. You go to your wife, and your wife will say, well, go do something here. And you say, well, wait till I get
rid of it.
Now, if a person didn't know what was going on, but he pretended that he knew it all, you'd say, he didn't know what was going on, but He pretended
like he knew it all.
If someone, if the boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, he'd say, I bet somebody
stole.
Is there any other words you use for that?
Swiped.